With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Tensions are running high between India and Pakistan after India fired missiles into Pakistani-controlled territory. The strikes killed more than two dozen people. Here's the BBC's Azeda Mashiri.
The government says five locations were targeted, some of them in Pakistan-administered Kashmir. These were areas that the government had encouraged journalists to visit and said were areas that India claimed were militant training camps. Since the deadly attack in Indian-administered Kashmir, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had vowed he would hold the perpetrators to account. Pakistan has consistently denied any involvement and called for an independent investigation.
Meanwhile, Israeli strikes across Gaza killed at least 59 people as Israel prepares to ramp up its offensive. Israel blames Hamas for the death toll because it operates from civilian infrastructure, including schools. President Trump isn't backing away from his tough talk on tariffs. He's making it clear that other countries need to deal with the United States.
We will sign some deals, but much bigger than that is we're going to put down the price that people are going to have to pay to shop in the United States. Think of us as a super luxury store, a store that has the goods.
The president also claimed that China wants to meet for trade talks. Today's the day that Real ID goes into effect. Travelers taking a domestic flight and using a state-issued ID to get through security must have one that meets federal Real ID requirements. Homeland Security officials say people without the Real ID will be able to fly after clearing additional identity checks. Catholic cardinals will soon sequester themselves at the Vatican for the start of a conclave to elect the next pope. 133 cardinals will be locked inside the Sistine Chapel. This is SRN News. An update on the Presbyterian Church in America from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Over the past year, the conservative denomination saw increases in membership, professions of faith, and overall giving. This is in stark contrast to the more liberal Presbyterian Church USA, which saw another year of decline, including a sharp drop in total membership. While more and more Americans are becoming non-religious, those who are faithful seem to be seeking membership in more conservative organizations and not more liberal ones. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Education Department says Harvard University will receive no new federal grants until it meets a series of demands from the Trump administration. The president previously froze $2.2 billion in federal grants to the Ivy League school and is pushing to strip its tax-exempt status. He's particularly concerned about anti-Semitism at Harvard and its practice of letting men play on women's sports teams. This is SRN News. Americans love convenience, and they're willing to pay for it.
Food delivery service DoorDash reports record quarterly revenue. Total orders climbed 18% to $732 million, also a quarterly record. And the company is buying London-based food delivery service Deliveroo for $3.6 billion. It's also purchased for $1.2 billion cash, a New York company that makes hospitality management software. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Weight Watchers is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company has more than $1 billion in debt. Weight Watchers, which was founded more than 60 years ago, has struggled recently. In 2023, the company moved into the prescription drug weight loss business. The company hopes to emerge from bankruptcy within 45 days, if not sooner. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.